next on Annenberg Radio News.
As long as the wind's blowing and the fire's moving, there's not a lot you can do, and all we've been doing is protecting structures the best we can.
Firefighters and residents face burning hillsides all over Southern California, and it may not be over yet. Good afternoon and welcome to Annenberg Radio News for Tuesday, October 23rd, 2007. I'm Jennifer Chapsky. To the north, to the south, and to the east of Los Angeles, Southern California is on fire. Santa Ana winds have combined with hot, dry brush to create the perfect conditions for fires. So far, one death in San Diego has been attributed to the fires. There were reports of another death in Santa Clarita, but the L.A. County Fire Department and Coroner's Office say no one has died in that fire. There are also fires in Lake Arrowhead, Malibu, Irvine, and the Mexican border. More than 1,300 homes have been destroyed and almost 375,000 acres have burned. The fires have led to massive evacuations, especially in San Diego. In the San Diego County alone, 346,000 homes were ordered to evacuate. That's about one in three residents. Lata Pandya spoke with some of those affected by the fires.
David Legacki is a resident of Del Mar, located between Encinitas and La Jolla. His condo is in a mandatory evacuation zone. He says the evacuation is a waiting game.
You can see the soot in the air. You know that there are fires, but you can't really see them. And everyone's telling you to evacuate, but you don't know where things are coming from. So while right now I look out my door and there's like a thick fog, but we don't see any fire. So I don't know how close I am to danger.
Several facilities are set up for evacuees. Legacki says he thinks the efforts are a well-coordinated response to the crisis.
The evacuation areas where people are going to evacuate to, there was a mass exodus of about 250,000 people. And, you know, on the freeways and everything, you could tell that it was just so well coordinated as far as getting people to the places that they needed to be, that I think everybody involved in this, from the police department to the fire department to the city council and stuff like that, we really need to be commended. And I'm very grateful for all the stuff that they have provided for us.
More than 340,000 homes have been evacuated in San Diego County. Lata Pandya, Annenberg Radio News.
The largest group of evacuees is in Qualcomm Stadium, home of the Chargers. Christina Huh has more on the volunteer effort.
San Diego Mayor Jerry Sanders says more than 10,000 evacuees are in Qualcomm Stadium. National Guard troops have already been deployed to the stadium and other shelters in the area. Denise Sanchez is volunteering at the stadium. She says the outpouring of help is impressive.
I know San Diegans are great, but these people came out in droves just to help and volunteer and donate. I mean, there was a very long line of cars just to get into this stadium.
Mayor Sanders is asking for more supplies and volunteer medical personnel. The San Diego Chargers will be practicing in Arizona starting today. About 40 of the team's players, coaches, and staff members have been evacuated from their homes. Christina Huh, Annenberg Radio News.
President Bush today declared a federal emergency for the seven California counties where wildfires are burning. The move means the fire-affected areas will receive help from the federal government. The order covers L.A., Orange, Riverside, San Bernardino, San Diego, Ventura, and Santa Barbara counties. The president plans to get a first-hand look at the devastation caused by the fires on a visit here Thursday. In Malibu, there is a glimmer of hope in the fire that began Sunday. Some evacuation orders have been lifted, and officials hope to reopen the Pacific Coast Highway by tonight. Ellie Wong has more on the fire in Malibu.
While fires in San Diego County continue to rage, firefighters seem to gain control of the flames near Malibu that has destroyed about 24 homes and forced hundreds to evacuate. About 500 firefighters are being dispatched to fight fires in other areas, but some crews remain in Malibu to keep flare-ups under control. Fire Captain Ralph Martini from San Luis Obispo has been leading a strike team that has been in Malibu since Sunday.
Still active fire, and the fire line, there's a lot of open fire line. I think it's like 20% contained is what they said this morning. So there's still a lot of work to do, a lot of hot spots.
All public schools in Malibu remain closed today, but one restaurant near the area decided to keep its doors open to help out. Jimmy Chavez is the Assistant General of Dukes of Malibu's on Pacific Coast Highway.
Mostly just cooking up burgers and chicken and stuff for everybody and refreshments, and people stayed in there overnight actually, so just trying to be supportive for the community.
Full containment of the fire is expected by Friday. Ellie Wong, Annenberg Radio News.
The fires are causing unhealthy air all over the region. There was a health advisory today for all L.A. public school students limiting outdoor activity because of ash in the air. Health officials are advising the elderly and people with respiratory illnesses to stay indoors and limit physical activity. Now for a look at the weather. Tonight should be about 63 degrees. Tomorrow will hit 92. And Thursday should be about 82 degrees. Next up on Annenberg Radio News, we'll talk with a San Diego evacuee who is reliving a nightmare from 4 years ago. Wildfires throughout Southern California are forcing some USC students to go back home and help evacuate their families. Victoria Sanchez spoke with Annenberg Radio News staffer Susan Grant, who is in the Del Mar area of San Diego.
Well, right now, everything's kind of, it's calm right now. The freeways are, there's nobody on the freeway, and everyone is either, you know, at an evacuation center or, you know, staying in their homes. We've been told not to be outside if we don't need to be. It's really bad outside. Just, I mean, you just walk outside and your eyes start stinging. And we try to take my brother's dog for a walk, and, you know, after a couple minutes, you can feel it in your lungs and you have to turn around.
Are you not supposed to be in that area right now?
This is a mandatory evacuation area, but right now it's almost because so many areas are evacuated. It's a null point, you know, because everyone has to be gone. So, I mean, they have 300,000 people evacuated. So, yeah, that means that we're evacuated. We're not supposed to be here. There isn't really anyone else here. But you can't see anything. And as long as the winds aren't moving and we don't see any fire trucks, you know, we're okay. We just aren't planning to be here for very long. We're just going to head back towards the coast. We're going to head to one of the evacuation centers.
Now, this has happened to you before. You said 11 years ago.
Yeah, actually, almost 11 years ago on this past Saturday, my parents' home burned down in a wildfire, much like this one, not nearly as large. This is the largest one we've ever had here. That time, we didn't have any time to evacuate. That's sort of the difference. This time, there's been a lot of hurry up and wait. And when my parents' house burned down, we had 15 minutes. It came so quick, we didn't even know what hit us. And then, you know, we were gone.
All right, Susan, anything else you want to add?
Everyone is helping everyone, and everyone is being so cooperative that that's really great. But people are thinking that maybe things are dying down, and really they're not. We're really not. It's really not over yet because it's not contained at all.
With gusty winds blowing from the northeast, high concentrations of smoke and ash are forcing people to change their outdoor routine. Sandra Altamirano reports on the health effects of the fires.
Well, right now, everything...
On a normal day, kids fill the playground playing tag and other outdoor activities. But today is a very different story. LA County public health officials sent out an advisory warning schools of the unhealthy air quality stemming from the fires surrounding the LA area.
The kids are not allowed to do extracurricular activities outside at present. They're not allowed to do any running while there is no go signal from the district.
Florida Lisa Mendoza is the school nurse at 32nd Street School. Even before the advisory, she treated one student for breathing complications.
After the PE, she began to experience some tightness in the chest and coughing and throwing up.
Steve Van Kanigan is the director of physical education at USC and teaches a basketball class on campus. He says he's seen evidence of the fires on the court.
I didn't really notice a big deal in terms of the breathing myself, but the floors themselves were all coated with ash. So it's actually getting indoors. Therefore, I would conclude that the air quality is being affected to some degree indoors, but I'd much rather be indoors with our groups than outdoors, that's for sure.
The South Coast Air Quality Management District say the health alert is very serious. They urge people with respiratory conditions, the elderly, and children to limit prolonged exertion throughout LA County. Sandra Altamirano, Annenberg Radio News.
Now back to our top story. Wildfires burning throughout Southern California. People living here in the city of Los Angeles are watching with dismay as communities ringing the city are burned to the ground. Sam Farber went out to the neighborhoods in South LA to find how local residents see the disaster.
People all over Southern California are evacuating their homes, many never to see them again. Here in Los Angeles, people are generally unaffected, but not unmoved.
It's very painful. It's very disgusting for the fact that the people are just losing their homes and their property.
The fire department, the sheriffs, police, they're all handled like they always do. Excellent.
Well, they doing the best they can. I was just watching the news last night. They look like they trying all they could. But what I think they should do, I think they should try to get some more, airplanes to knock down the fires more.
Some say those who live in the hills near forests and brush are taking an unnecessary risk.
It's unfortunate, but there's not, if you live up in the mountains and the hills, you kind of have to be prepared for that kind of activity.
And others say the city itself might not be safe much longer.
When I see the map, Los Angeles, right? And then I see all the fires like surrounding Los Angeles. So we're maybe kind of thinking, well, the ones that started the ones, maybe they want to come into the city and start some fires here. So we're all kind of like vigilant, looking for like suspicious behavior and stuff like that. We all get that way. Oh, we're next.
Even if you live in a generally unaffected area like Los Angeles, you can still help those in need through donations. But beware, fire officials are warning that some people asking for donations on behalf of fire departments are really scam artists. One sign of a scam is if an organization calls you and offers to pick up a check. Links to real charity organizations can be found on the Annenberg Radio website. Sam Farber, Annenberg Radio News.
Lisa Schweitzer is an urban planner and a USC professor. She shared some ideas on how we can live more safely in fire-prone areas.
Wildfires are behaving very differently now than they have ever really behaved before. And people are sort of interested, and ecologists are interested in studying this because of the severe damage that they're starting to enact on communities. And so some of the suggestions that are out there for trying to learn more about this is to do just a better job of targeting development in such a way that these sort of fire-dependent and fire-sensitive ecosystems can burn instead of having to suppress fires constantly to protect development.
Do you know whether currently in Southern California there are any regulations in place that are similar to what you've just described?
No. There aren't regulations on the books that prevent people from building in fire ecosystems.
To what extent do you feel that we shouldn't build in fire-prone areas until there are some measures in place to sort of keep people safe?
I don't actually think that it's imperative that you lock development out of areas where fire-prone ecosystems exist. I mean, that would be very hard to do. However, you can try to cluster development in such a way that you can do controlled burns periodically, where the policy doesn't have to focus so much on suppression that a whole bunch of fuel for the fire builds up and then the fire reaches out of control when it happens.
And so let's say if someone wanted to take action to get new regulations enacted that allow for controlled burns, for preserving ecosystems while working with developers, what steps do you think someone or a group of people might take to get that to happen?
If people are really interested in learning more about how they should be thinking about how to help communities plan for dealing with fire-sensitive and fire-dependent ecosystems. The Nature Conservancy has a terrific program called the Fire Learning Network, and their program is essentially getting people together to begin to understand essentially how humans are changing these ecosystems and how the ecosystems sort of affect human developments, and to start a discussion essentially about how to plan better. One of the reasons why I don't have a snappy answer for you there is that we don't know as much about this as we'd like. And these fire networks, these fire learning networks, are a means to try to do that.
Browse our website for more information on the fire learning networks Professor Schweitzer mentioned. Now we check in with Ashley Chang to find out what's coming up on Annenberg TV News at 6 p.m. on Trojan Vision.
Thanks, Jennifer. Well, tonight we'll have more live updates for you on the Southern California fire, so make sure you tune in at 6 o'clock tonight.
Thanks, Ashley. For the list of charities benefiting the wildfire effort and for the full interview with a San Diego resident helping out evacuees at Qualcomm Stadium, click on the links on our website after the newscast. That's it for Annenberg Radio News. I'm Jennifer Chapsky.